Alrighty, the first thing I'd like to do is, meeting called all there in attendance. We have myself, Heidi Ames, Deputy Chairman is the President, Julius Collins is President, James Vaughn is President, Mary Worrell, and Brian Waldman. Lynn Eckert said she'll probably be a little late. She's starting classes and she teaches over in Maris and she happens to schedule her a class that she doesn't get out until 6 o'clock or a little after that or something, I'm not sure. So there will have to talk about the meetings in the future, find out, I don't know. We may need to shift it out maybe a half hour or something like that. We'll have that discussion when she comes at the end of the meeting. Alrighty, I entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the August 14th, 2018 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by James. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Got the, is that here? Do I have it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty, we had to get a SUNY update.
Well, we were off to a pretty good start this school year. We're hitting our budget for our enrollment, which is exactly what we thought our enrollment was going to be. And so it's coming in where it'll be a good year, you know, so we're real happy with that.
What was the comparison to last year at this point?
Comparison, we're probably down like 3% from last year, but we knew that was going to happen. So last year we had a banner year, and one thing what happened last year is that, and it's going to show fruits here, is our fund balance that we're going to turn back over is over $500,000. So we will now have a fund balance that will be probably $2 million. You know, that's exactly where we should be, according to GASP and the tools.
Just for a point of information for others that might not know, it was only a couple of years ago that their fund balance was at less than 1%.
Yes, it was charged. We started, I think the first week I was here, it was a little under $200,000.
Yep.
So I'm real happy that we're solid.
You know. And when you got there, it actually went up about 50 or 60,000 before you got here. So it was like, I mean, it was down to like 135 or something crazy.
Oh, wow.
Like that.
Well, you know, during good times, bad times, you never, you know, when unemployment is at the rate it is now, anybody can work is working. So, you know, it's a challenge for us to get the growth that we want. But considering we got such a banner year last year, and coming in where we budgeted for this year, we're absolutely thrilled. And our growth is going to be in the leadership program. That's the high school new enrollment programs. That'll be our biggest advantage. And we don't have that logged in until October 15th or so. So more to come.
I just have a question. Couple resolutions, right? Go ahead.
The collegiate program, is that, like I have a high schooler at Rondout.
Yeah.
Are those the classes?
Yeah.
Okay, because I just got the paper. I think it was taking.
Fill it out.
Yeah, it was computer advanced computer graphics. So the fee?
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that. So then you get all those back in, and then that's where you know the numbers?
Right, then we'll know the numbers after we collect them.
Okay.
We have 9 school districts, and probably about 300 FTE, which is incredible.
Okay.
That's a large amount of students taking dual enrollment classes.
Okay.
That's such an advantage to a student, you know.
Yeah,
I went
absolutely.
To graduation at Kingston High School, and we awarded 33 cords. That means that those kids had 1 year of college before they graduated from high school.
That's really great.
So we want to continue that. Save so much money for parents, it really does.
Yeah. As one of the parents, I can attest to that. My daughter took a few dual enrollment classes when she was in Rondout. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It gets rid of a lot of those, you know, prerequisite kinds of things, and it gives them a jump when they get to school.
Yeah, but not only that, I mean, you're getting it at a cut rate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Much more important.
So I know, like, my daughter went in, I think she had 30 credits.
Yeah, that's a
yeah.
So that was 30 credits she had when she graduated from high school, so.
Yeah.
It's 30 credits I didn't have to pay for.
That's what I try to explain to the kids.
Yeah. Can't beat that. You do have a couple of resolutions, but I'm going to probably wait and vote on them until Lynn gets there, so she has the ability to vote on them. But if you want to fill us in quickly on them.
Sure, I guess you talk about each one of them. We have one resolution, which will be reaffirming our trustee, Anna Brett, which we're really excited about. Anna's one of our superstars. She really works well with the board, she understands education. So it's a pleasure to have her still interested in wanting to do it. The other two resolutions have to do with starting projects that we've already been funded for. We asked for the funding 2 years ago, at least for the doors and for the master plan. So the resolution tonight will allow us to put it out to contract and start the project. So those are the three that we have.
Right, the two facility master plan and the replacement. Okay. And then Anna Brett.
Yeah.
Yeah, Anna is a wonderful person. We're interested in both.
Yeah.
All righty, very good. Thank you, Al.
Okay, thanks.
All righty. First, we have the Library Association, and they are going to fill us in on requesting. I think you have a sheet before you.
We do. Thank you for joining us, inviting us to join you. I'm Margie Menard. I'm the director of the Kingston Library and the president of the Ulster County Library Association. This is Julie Dempsey, director of the Highland Library and vice president of the association, and Brooke Whitmore, director of the Asopus Library and the treasurer of the association. She's the person who carefully and mindfully handles the money that you owe. And I just want to thank you for your ongoing support of libraries in the county. I did send out this letter in advance. I'm not sure how many of you actually were able to see it, but we use the money as a reminder. The money that is granted to us through the legislative funds is used to fund what we call our info portal. It's an online suite of digital materials, from downloadable ebooks and audiobooks to databases, children's databases, and there's a whole variety of things covering from young children through adults on that portal. This year we're really going to focus on a single product, although we're going to keep the rest. I mean, the ebooks are a voracious beast that just cannot get enough people. So we buy a lot of that. We buy a lot of our online magazines. But we've decided that there's a product called Universal Class that we're going to focus on. And what that is an online resource where people can take a whole variety of trainings and education classes. And those can be professional certifications for bookkeeping or computer programs, or they can be just for fun. They can be flower arranging or art or things of that nature. And what we would like to do, because there's this huge broad spectrum of resources available through this one product, is really focus on it this year. So what we're going to be doing is doing sort of a public relations push. We're going to be working with a public relations professional to sort of create all kinds of social media and print materials and all the kinds of stuff that we can get out to people. Because as you know, it's hard for us to get that out to all of the 180,000 people that are served by these resources that we have. So we're really going to try to be very focused on it and see what we can do with this one product. And hopefully we'll put together a group of resources that we can then translate to our other products. So if this type of material works for this, we can use it for all of the others as well. And you can see the other resources that we have here. They go from sort of fun and hobby type stuff to very professional and useful. You know, we're looking to add some resources that people are looking for. What is the streaming video?
Right now we have, we're thinking of great places for Acorns, which is what people have requested.
And so people are seeing what other libraries are offering around the region and around the country, and they're starting to ask for them. And more people are looking for those online resources that they can get when their library is closed or from places where they aren't near their libraries, that kind of thing. So we're really trying to give them remote access digital resources.
Right, and I know that, you know, just for those that don't know, all you need is a library card from any library in Ulster County, and you can access this if you're on a beach in Quabo or whatever, and you can hang out and do your ebook right there.
That's absolutely right.
And you can, actually, the Mango, I know a couple people that have done the Mango languages. They put the app on their phone.
Yep.
And they are learning Spanish using their phone for free through the library.
And
through this, it's pretty, a great program. And in fact, for those who don't know, in 2006, I think it was, the, dating myself, 2006, the library got $180,000 we gave out to the libraries, the Ulster County Legislature. In 2007, that number was cut in less than half, like one third, because of the budget crisis that was, you know, that everybody was facing. And what they did at that time was they changed the method in which they used the money. We used to give it to each individual library. And what happened was then it went to, we began giving it to the Ulster Library Association. And then what they did is did this as a group. So now every library in Ulster County has the ability to do this. You know, they all tied it in instead of the, and you know what, I think it probably was a waste way we gave in the past, to be honest with you, because it was like $3,000 to this one, $5,000 to that one. This actually, so basically they took lemons and made a very tasty lemonade, I might say.
Well, Dave is always a great spokesperson for our resources. And I do want to say that he's right. What we've done is we've created a situation where every single resident of Ulster County has equal access. So if your library is the Pine Hill Library or the Kingston Library, you have equal access to all of these resources. There's no you know, tiny library deficit. And another point that Dave made was a lot of these resources have apps that you can download to your iPad or your phone and use them. So ebooks and e-magazines and language learning and tumble books for little kids, you know, you can put it right on your iPad and use it. You don't have to go through any sort of, well, except maybe at first to put in your library card and get your account. But it's very easy to use these once you've got those apps on your devices.
Anybody have any questions?
Well, I do. I'm only interested in this because I think
no,
this is great.
Please do.
Especially for our seniors. My 87-year-old grandmother frequents the library often. So you mean to tell me she can access these from her iPad?
Yep.
She just needs to, what website does she
have? She has a library card.
Yes,
you probably
she does.
Help her run
yeah.
through it. It's,
yeah.
it's pretty simple. You just go online, because I've done it a number of yeah. times. You just go online and you actually will make an account in a sense with
so
your library
neat.
Card, because as long as you have the number, you punch the number in and you create your own little password, I think. Is that, if I remember, I did it so many years ago
yeah.
when you first started it.
Some of the libraries, Kingston, on Thursday afternoons, we have a young woman, teenager, who does tech time. So she has 2 hours on Thursday afternoons where she will have people come in, sit with her, and she will put these apps on their devices or teach them how to download a book. So there are and other libraries, the librarians or the staff will
and
help do that.
This is free of charge so long as you're a member.
As long as you have a library card.
Wow.
You've already paid for it with your tax share.
That's what we fund them for. So,
and so you're trying to promote this?
Yes.
Through social media and other outlets?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't had, I think that's one of the downsides that we have had. We have not had enough outreach, and I'm thinking this would be another bus wrap or something, you know what I mean? Because
yeah,
we're people need to know that. I mean, I tell people about it. But it's really a great program they have in here. So you're requesting actually, I think, 5,000 more this year. Is that correct? And that's going to
yes.
be part of that. Is that universal class then?
Universal class and some of the you know, marketing around it.
That might be a something for your grandmother too, if she likes the
yeah.
you know, classes.
Yeah.
And it's, it helps people professionally in their jobs, and it helps people, hobbyists and young people, you know, it gives them a little boost. They can take math classes if they need a little extra something. It really sort of covers all the bases.
Well, what we'll do is we'll have a meeting, you know, discussing the numbers and all that, and I want to thank you for coming and giving us the information.
Before I go, I'm gonna leave some of these over here. We did work last year with a local artist to create these maps. You've maybe seen some similar with local farms, that kind of thing, and she created a beautiful little, it really is kind of a nice piece of art of all the 21 libraries in Ulster County, and they each have their own little image associated with them. So I will leave these here for you. You can tack it up on your office walls.
There you go.
Be reminded of your libraries.
Thank you, Marge. Anybody else have any other questions?
No, thank you.
Doesn't matter.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marge. Alrighty, we have Community Action, and we have Sue Henshey representing Community Action tonight.
Susie Henshey, I'm the outreach director for Ulster County Community Action. I've been employed there for 20 years. The executive director is Greg Howard. He was unable to come today. So our outreach department is funded by CSBG, which stands for the Community Service Block Grant. And their guidelines are at or below the 125% federal poverty guidelines, which limits us to help certain families that are above those income guidelines with our funds. So for example, a household of three cannot make more than $2,598 a month, which is basically just under $26,000 a year. So these guidelines are so extremely low, and we have many families who are over these income guidelines. So what we do is we apply for grants to see if we can try to assist those families that are deemed over income. So last year's grant, we used $2,000 for housing assistance. We were able to assist three families with first month's rent. And this year we're asking for an additional $10,000 so that we can assist approximately 13 to 15 families with first month's rent, back rent, or utility assistance. So many of our families have come to us, and they're asking for first month's rent and security deposit. We don't do the security deposit. It's too much like a legal issue. So we ask them, if they're able to do the security deposit, we'll help them with first month's rent. So with this funding, we'll be able to help them with the first month's rent. That lessens the burden and it helps them to obtain safe and affordable housing. We also help families who have fallen behind on rent and now they're facing eviction. So to prevent the eviction and homelessness, we can assist with back rent. We usually try to do 1 month's back rent up to $700. There are some instances where we'll go above the $700 to keep them safe and affordable housing. Anything that we're not able to help them with after we help them with the back rent, if it's, you know, say they owe $2,000, maybe we can try to do $1,000, and then we'll refer them to another local agency or the Department of Social Services. Utility assistance is another strong need in the community. We have many families that are facing either a final termination with their electric bill, they got children in the house, they're going to get their electric turned off. So we can help that by stopping the termination and putting them on a budget plan with Central Hudson. Also, we have families that need help with their heating bill or delivery, and we would use some of those funds to help them with the heating. HEAP is opening up. There are some families, though, that are just like a few dollars over that income guideline, and they can't get that oil delivery. So now they're either going to have to decide whether they're going to pay their rent, put food on the table, or keep their family warm. So we're trying to help these families. Some of the programs for outreach is we have an emergency food pantry. So we can have a family come in, we can feed them, we can help them with HEAP if they're eligible, or use some funds to get them a delivery. We also have a Head Start program for the young children from birth to age 5. For homeowners, we also offer the weatherization program. So we're looking to get additional funding so we can help with their rental and utility assistance.
Okay, and the for those that don't know, they are the actually the only federally funded recognize poverty program, community action.
In all of Ulster?
And I think anywhere, and it's a federally funded poverty program that's community action. Greco is a option of community action.
Okay, that's
all right. Created by community action.
They have a rental assistance program to REPCO.
Yeah, they refer the one, right. Well, REPCO is actually an offshoot from them. REPCO began, it was a community action program. It was created in community action, and then it spun off on its own. So, all right, so, and then Board of Information, again, they were, probably got twice the amount of money back in 2006 also. So we've been actually attempting over the past few years now that we're getting, you know, we're having a little more surpluses in order to, you know, put some money back into these programs, and they're pretty well needed. And like she says, it's unbelievable sometimes if somebody's had $15 over their limit, and now they can't give me that. And, you know, there could be a lot of stuff going on there.
We've had families that were like actually like $2 over the income guidelines, and you know they're struggling, and we have to tell them, based on CSPG guidelines, we have to deny you.
I have a question. So for families, a family that's struggling, a person, the mother, say, she gets a promotion. Great. Now I'm going to lose my heap. Are you still able to assist people with that? Is that, you use this type of funding for that?
Yeah.
Anyone that's over income?
Yes.
Is that we would use this funding. We also get a small amount of rental assistance through United Way.
Okay.
And we're not restricted on the income guidelines.
Okay.
On that.
Okay.
It's just the CSPG guidelines.
Okay.
They're just, they mandate
but
us.
Because this is
yeah, the
different.
Yeah, they're based
okay.
on federal guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
So which makes that tough is that those federal guidelines are used almost the same in Alabama as they are in New York. You know, so it could be pretty tough on trying to, you know, somebody here is going to be struggling a lot more.
They hadn't been making the efforts to find grants who would have been dead.
Yeah.
Right.
Because even the local community action branches find ways to help people outside of what's been written for them, because if they didn't, there would be nobody to help.
Okay.
Anybody goes and gets a job that pays enough for them to have a car or have a house is already over the income. $2,000 is like a, you know, that you can't eat and live in an apartment for $2,000 a month. But you're telling them that
they don't qualify.
If you make more than that, we can't help you. So the beauty of it is that the directors in many of these community action places throughout the county have been looking and linking with other organizations where when you go in, if they can't do it, they can point you to somebody else that can. And then some of the things, because of a little extra work, they're able to build a pot because they've gone out and done street collections.
Yeah, we do fundraising.
So,
Kingston does like a basket bingo.
Mm-hmm.
We have an office in Allenville. She literally stands on 209 with a bucket collecting money.
Can she?
So this gets added, that fundraising gets added to these pockets. And then you have to understand also the money that they leverage from the county also gets them more money from the state and the federal government. Sort of like a similar to what happens with community action. So, Cornell Cooperative and such.
What is it, a matching?
Yeah, they get certain, you know, if they get certain money from the local government, then the local, you know, the state and the federal government say, well, if the local people are interested in helping,
cool.
then you know, okay, you know, they, you know, because otherwise what happens is the local government will just take money that they can get for without putting anything in it. So the state and the federal government would like to see skin in the game. You know, they want our skin in the game too. I mean, that's a common, you know, it's common with most grants. You know, looking for skin in the game, right? Alrighty, Ed, so you're actually requesting, I think about $10,000 more for that student, for those other programs. And that covers, and you have a spot in Ellenville and?
Ellenville, Kingston, and Highland.
In Highland, right, okay. Very good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay, well, Mr. Silva?
Yes, sir. I'm here because you guys give us money, and it goes towards our electric bill specifically. And last year, we completed $5.5 million worth of major work, including a new heating ventilation here, which is consistent with the last reopen all summer, about 10,000 more people in last this summer than ever, because we were always been closed. But it does cost a lot more to run air conditioning in the summer. Which we've never done before. So any increase is needed because it's an expensive proposition running a big air conditioning system in a gigantic building like that. But it's going well, and you know, we did bring a lot of people, and the spinoff, you know, economically is hundreds of thousands of dollars off those 10,000 people that came to Midtown. So it's all good for Kingston and Ulster County.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we have the family of Woodstock.
Good evening.
How have you been doing? I haven't seen you in a while.
Yes, it's been a while. I've been doing okay, and the agency's pretty much been doing okay. This will sound very strange, but, and I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm about to say, but you give us $25,000 towards providing supervised visitation in the county. And every year we spend all the money, but it looks as if, at least to me, we won't spend it all this year. And the reason is because Jeff McGinty, I believe, was sick for a significant portion of the early part of the year. And so instead of having three judges referring supervised visitation, there were only two. We didn't receive any referrals from Judge McGinty for 4 months. So our numbers are a little bit down, but I don't want you to cut us because every other year we've had those numbers and I expect they'll go back up.
Right, and sometimes you have to rob Peter to pay Paul to get something on that, right?
But the work that we're doing is very important work because it's evaluating for the courts whether it's appropriate to have joint visitation and to watch the way the non-custodial parent interacts with the child. We also can provide a lot of information to both parents, and we're very cautious about making sure that the meeting doesn't interfere with, you know, that they don't run into each other and cause some great angst. We believe in the program, but remarkably, we probably, I don't know, it's hard for me to even admit.
I don't think I've ever heard you say that in the 20 years I've been there.
In all the time we've known each other, you've never heard me say that, I guarantee.
I'm going to have to quit, but I can't handle this.
I didn't know Judge McGinty was sick.
I didn't either, but I was just looking at the numbers, and I knew that one of the judges, that they had done something with one of the judges, and in looking at the numbers from February until June, he didn't refer any, and that's not common.
Well, that $25,000 that we give to you is very well spent. I mean, if the county attempted to do that, something that would have to be done, it would be, who knows, five times that amount of money.
The thing I like about it is that we're able to provide other services to the parents because we do so many other things that if they need food, if there's any of those kinds of things, we'll help with that as well. And it's running out of the darks, that shelter, so we really have access to resources.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to see you, Tina.
Have fun, guys.
Don't let it get out that I said we didn't need more money, please.
I'll never tell this. This is sworn to be right here, never to go anywhere.
As I said, I'm under budget.
Well, you didn't put in for any increase.
I didn't. I honestly didn't even know I could.
Well.
Silly me, you know?
Well, if you gotta run the numbers and, you know, what it is, because we.
Is it too late?
We pay the electric. I don't think it's too late. You just gotta send a letter on what, you know, justifying it and send it to Nettie Tomshaw.
Sure.
You know, the person that contacted you, and then we'll discuss it amongst us.
Thank you.
All right.
This would say what I was saying.
That's why you were here.
I know that it's not going through.
Go ahead.
I know it's not going through your committee, but the agency is really appreciative of the county legislature stepping up and paying for the 180 program.
Yes.
It's been a huge, significant.
Well, that was something that was near and dear to my heart, as you know. I mean, I went before a couple groups on that. It's a significant program, and, you know, I was actually gonna be cut at one point, and.
Well, what happened was that it was a test of models. So we had a year and a quarter. We had 54 7 to 15-year-olds that committed a felony or a misdemeanor. 51 out of the 54 did not reoffend, and the money disappeared. And we freaked out. I mean, we don't have, Human Service doesn't have that kind of success. And, but the county stepped up, and now we're running in the schools as well. The program's really expanded.
Yeah, it was cut in the budget. We, actually, I got it back in.
Yep. Nice to see you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Have a good night.
And then after.
And I'm here to basically thank you for supporting the theater, but, I'll be back, or at least in form of a letter, so, great.
Chris, any sneak previews of upcoming shows, anything?
No, we were just today looking at Gladys Knight, who we had years and years ago at the Barnabon, and the March. Would that be a good show, Gladys Knight?
I heard David Byrne was amazing.
David Byrne was amazing. And trying to get him back for Hutton Brickyards, actually, this would have been like last week, but he ended up going to Utica instead. But we'll have him back next year, maybe. Yeah, it was a great show.
Let us know.
There's always something happening.
Okay.
We'll let you know, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, actually, that 180 program, I cut it out, and I got it, like, I got to get back in. And then after that, he increased it. You know, because he actually spent, they spent more time in it. They didn't realize what it was doing. It was a small program, but it was an unbelievable successful program.
Thank you.
No, the, well, actually, you'd probably take my brother more than I. He was the one that convinced me, because he was on the Human Rights Commission, and they went through the whole thing on how it worked. There you go, you're timed. You missed the presentation, but you're timed. I held off all the votes.
Oh, that's, thank you, that's very kind of you. I appreciate that.
Now, when is Cornell coming?
Cornell, Barbara.
They'll probably be next month. I'm trying to do it, because we started early. And what I did was I remade, I had Amber request everything in advance before they even give it to the county executive. Normally, we wait, and then they, and then we're like trying to get in front of it when it's very difficult when things start moving. So this way, I figure out, you know what, we'll get in front of it from the get. So that way, we can find out what they need, and then we might be able to even get into budget without amendment. If I can, you know, have a conversation with the.
Oh, you don't usually do this way?
Not this way.
We usually do it after the budget.
You do that, but not, yeah.
Yeah, this is better.
But, you know, I think because the legislature is beginning to assert itself a little more, so as a result, I think it makes more sense. So we'll go there. So what I do want to do is, I did want to discuss some of these things. As you know, the Library Association is requesting possibly not quite $5,000 more. Is there a problem with that, or is everybody okay with that? All right, then that's what we'll do is I'll send a letter, and I'll put something together from us to the county executive, see if we can get it in. If we can, if it's too late to have it, put it in there. We can put the amendments, and the amendments will go to the Ways and Means. And typically, if we're, you know, unanimous decision, and it's coming from the committee, they tend to support it.
Right.
This was the library?
Yes.
Thank you, Joy. We get to talk about it and really understand it before.
Yeah.
So when the committee speaks, something, we speak from knowledge, we don't speak from reaction.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the numbers are still coming in, we're going to have Cornell Cooperative be coming in, we got Costa, the court-appointed special advocates, I don't know if anybody, if anybody knows. If you don't know about them, please feel free to give me a call and talk to me about it, I can fill you in before they show up, so you have an idea, or you can actually call them yourself. Costa's in one of my, you know, one of my mind that I've always pushed to make sure that they, because for a while we were looking at cutting them, and it's like, cutting them was like, you know, cutting your own throat, because if they save one person from being in placement, that's 150 grand, and meanwhile, we're only giving them 30. So it's like a no-brainer type of investment.
I think what most of those things understand.
Yeah, as long as you understand what it is, right.
You should be on Community Actions Board. Discussions and things that go on and services that they provide. When you stop and look the battles that they have within because of the passion of the people they have in the streets are something else. Because what the government says they can do and what they can do, what they can do, they can actually be a community action body, somebody that aiding the whole community. But the restrictions that have been put before say that you can only help this body, those that are laying out on the sidewalk almost. Anybody that's living and struggling, you can't bother.
But well, I know in Community Action too, a lot of the people that are getting help actually volunteer their time.
Oh,
well,
really?
There's a lot. They volunteer to do a little work. You know, they may help. They actually may help. You know, when they do the fruits and vegetables, they'll help pack the vegetables and do everything. And they'll actually spend 3-4 hours doing that. And they hand it out, and then they go home with a free package of vegetables and things like that.
So I just have a question. I see Awareness didn't send theirs in yet, but I think she sent it in, but she sent
it in. Yeah, we'll get that.
We'll, okay.
Yeah, next month we'll cover the rest of them. I believe the budget will be in by then, but this way I wanted to get it started.
I think she kind of misunderstood when they said she missed the deadline. That
was Amber, you know what, yes. Amber's new.
Yeah.
She's a new budget person, and she's kind of a, she seems like she's a nice little lamb, but she's she's kind of tough.
But she, there's rules.
She's right to it. She said she wanted these things in by now, and they didn't get them. She said to me, you know, they didn't get these in. I just said, you know, just relax. It's not, you know, it's the first year. They're doing this. They're not used to it. I said, they're just not used to it. By doing that, they normally just go right to the county exec, and then we get it secondhand. So I said, you got to bear with them. And she wrote me back. Well, I don't care. If it was like, if I wanted even $100 for the legislature, I'd get the thing in on time.
Right. You can appreciate that.
I'm not going to argue with you.
No, that's good.
She made it, that's a good point. All right, the other ones were the, Silva's going to get back with us. I mean, he did point out that he wanted more money, didn't realize that he could ask for it. The libraries and then the Community Action. Now the Community Action is requesting another $10,000. I know that they were, I think around probably about double what they were getting back in 2006. You want to have any discussion on that? You're all right with the 10?
I think they're a good organization.
I just think, I think there's such a need right now. It's just so.
Well, they also, I think, what's their budget? Budget's in the millions.
Yeah, right.
So this actually, whatever we give them goes directly to, the customer, shall we say, or the client.
And it's pretty much the same 2013.
Yeah, it's been the same for quite a while, but they, they're making a bunch of changes in the building too. The other problem is they're trying to get, they have a building that's the old number 4 school down in Kingston, which is, who was that built? Do you have any idea? 1870s?
Maybe 1870s.
It's an old brick building, and they got these giant windows in them. That just suck out that heat.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They need to use their weatherization program.
Yeah, they actually, they do need to use that. They've been putting some money into it, but they're getting only so much that they're, because what happens is the federal government makes it tough on them, for them to upgrade their own stuff. They'll give them money to go out and do, weatherization, but not for themselves. You know, you would think that, you know, wait, let's get this building up to a little better code. I mean, you go in there, you know, you got drafts, and then in the summer, it's like 105, unless you go into the one room where they got the big air conditioning, and then it's 62 in there.
Sounds like my house.
Mine was built in 1890.
Yeah,
that's what I was. And Lynn, I don't know if Dave brought up earlier that back in 2008, most of these folks had a budget that was double this.
Yep.
So we're trying to build them back up to the level.
So we've been trying to slowly build it up. You know, when we had the money, we had to put some back in there, because like libraries, like I said, library used to get on. It was actually, the number got to $1 for every resident. And that was actually Dan Alfonso's push to make sure that it was $1 in the library. So, which was an interesting thing, but the problem is that went to different libraries where this doesn't. You weren't here for the presentation for the library. I'll have to fill you in on it. There's some really great stuff in there for the kids.
I just got the listing and.
Yeah, for the kids, all you need is a library card, and you can download the app. You can learn a language on your phone.
I know. My son's here because it's Roshana, and he is off, and of course, nobody else does. Everyone else doesn't work. But I just noticed, like, you know, comics and graphic novels, which he loves. I mean, this is really all you need. You get it there.
My grandmother is the same thing. Like, she accessed all that on her.
Yep, you get all the e-books you want.
The great courses lectures, those are really expensive, and they're great.
Yep, and then of course, like if you want to learn a language, it's a Mango. You can load it right on your phone. You can learn Spanish.
I remember they came and they presented.
Yeah,
I didn't know
it was that expensive.
But I don't think. Me neither. Yeah. I mean, this is great.
And right, and it's every. So like I said before, we used to get like $5,000 each library or something of that nature, and as a result, in other words, it really didn't mean anything to them. It meant something. But don't get me wrong, but. It ended up being in a check
more impactful to do it this way, because again, it's not predicated on the size. If you're from a community with a very small library, you're getting the same benefit as if you were a Kingston library.
Right.
Universal throughout the whole county.
No, there's a great program, and that happened like in 2007 when they first did that. You know, we ended up cutting. I happened to be the chairman, and the thing that we were pushing was, how are you going to do this? A bunch of us got together with the library because they decided to push it over to the library association.
Yeah,
which works. It works because we ended up getting a better product.
Yeah.
Because everybody can use those.
It's a great community resource.
All right, so the other ones, I don't think there's any question. We don't have a problem with Family Woodstock. They have, and we seem to be okay with it. Like I said, that's the first time I've ever heard that in the 20 some years I've been here. That he didn't need any more money, he said, because he didn't quite spend it all.
Typically, but it should be that you don't have to spend it to get it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's what people try to do,
otherwise they lose.
Well, he has a few bucks left over, because what may end up happening is he may end up having more. And this is court supervisory visitations that it's mandated by the court, and it's given to them to do instead of us doing it. If we did it, I have no idea what the cost would be. I would venture to say at least five times what we're paying them, minimum. Because you're talking about having a couple employees and just doing that, all the benefits, and the time spent. And see, this is like, is part of their action group with others. So in other words,
it's mainly done, a lot of it's done on Saturdays too. And so,
yep.
So that, you know.
Right. And so, Mike didn't make the point that there was a cause for their, for lack of fewer cases being brought to them this year.
Right.
So that's going to fix itself, and then they're going to be right back where we were with it.
Right, where they're going to be short, Rob and Peter to pay the money.
That's kind of disturbing, though, because you wonder what happened with those kids in the meantime.
Wait, what am I missing?
Right now, that was my first thought. I was like,
Yeah, because the Judge McGinty was out for a few months, and so as a result, they referred less cases.
So
what ended up happening?
Good for some, bad for others.
It kicked everything down the road. Everything got kicked down the road further.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because you're going to have to eventually, they have to come back in. So they, probably instead of having a 4-week turnover, they got like a 6 or 7 week turnover. All right, so then I'll put something together advising that we set these types of things, and then that's okay with everybody. And we're unanimously in support of that.
Yes.
Okay, great. Now I'll take a look at the resolutions. All right, the first resolution, which I would like to is Resolution 350, confirming appointment of a member to the Community College Board, which is Anna Brett. And I'd entertain a motion to accept that. I'd like to be on that, if you don't mind. Anna's actually in my district, and she's a personal friend of mine, a wonderful, wonderful lady. She used to be the vice principal, and she was a principal for a while. Alrighty, so
I think Brian seconded it.
I seconded.
Okay, very good. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Alright, the next resolution is this is for the Office for the Aging, implementing a National Council on Aging Agery Mastery Program, Office for the Aging. This is a pass-through money and then giving us the money from the state. I told Ken Cornell, wouldn't normally been here, that he didn't need to really. It's a sort of a pass-through money thing. We didn't need to really have him come and explain everything.
To vote no is to reject the state's money.
Yeah.
It's not so terrifying.
It's to reject the state money to run our program, which would be kind of foolish. Alrighty, so I'll entertain a motion to accept this.
Second.
Okay, Mary James. Then we have the two capital projects for the college. It was explained to us before by Dr. Al. This is actually being funding the money now to start the process. The master plan has been put in line. And he explained those to us, and I'll entertain a motion to accept Resolution 366 for the capital project number 491, which has already been approved, funded, and ready to roll.
So moved.
So moved. Seconded by?
Second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Very good. Thank you. That's anonymous. The next one is replacement plan, and this is a lot of furniture and things of that nature. This is also part of the capital project that was put in line that's been okayed by both us and the county executive and the state. Funds for a little over half of it, I think. Alrighty, entertain a motion to accept this.
I signed up.
Moved by Waltman, second.
Second.
Alrighty, very good. Second by Collins. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Maybe you better ask. I signed on the wrong line. What do we do?
Don't worry about what you narrow to it. We're narrow to it.
I'm personally outraged by the offense.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The Freudian slip.
How dare you?
I think you're terribly out of control here. How dare you do that?
Sorry, I'm searching the room for you.
I know, I can feel it. So I should just write next to it?
I don't know.
I always get confused by this. So, okay. I'll just sign here instead.
You sign there. And
we just did an arrow.
It's fine.
Good thing we're at least on the same
page. We will invalidate the funding. Just the two of us.
They get caught. These all these people, kids out in the street.
We have
Capacity if it did.
Sorry, kids, they signed it wrong. No food for you this week.
That's worse than being $2 over the limit.
$2 over the limit, no food for you.
I distracted you.
I had a woman down in Beale Street one night.
And I'm like, everything is really hurting. So I thought I'd download it. But it's just the way it is.
PDF form, and that's what she did.
Couldn't get it on.
To look at stuff for the work.
Really, tough position.
It's arbitrary, it seems.
So it was like, so I ended up bringing, brought her down there, and they kind of helped her out with the few, they helped her out with a little bit of a payment on a rental thing,
Sometimes how to figure out.
Very careful.
See, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Right here.
Make a motion.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Richard.